Every day contains unfinished things. There are unfinished tasks, unanswered messages, unresolved conversations, uncertain decisions. There may also be grief, disappointment, temptation, conflict, or regret. When bedtime comes, the mind often tries to finish everything. It replays the day, hoping one more round of thinking will bring peace. Sometimes reflection is helpful, but reflection can become rumination. Healthy reflection asks, what happened? What can I learn? What should I confess? What is my next faithful step? Rumination keeps circling the same thoughts without producing wisdom or action. Jesus says in Matthew 11, come to me, all who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. He invites tired and burdened people to bring their concerns to him. Releasing the day begins with honest review. Ask yourself, where did I notice God's mercy today? It may have been something significant, or it may have been something small, a kind conversation, a completed task, a moment of laughter. Strength for a difficult hour. Gratitude does not erase pain. It reminds us that God's goodness was present even in a hard day. Next, ask, is there anything I need to confess? Confession is not attacking yourself. It is agreeing with God and receiving His grace. You might pray, Lord, what I did was wrong. Please forgive me. Help me make it right. Thank you that my failure is not my identity. Then ask, is there anything I need to grieve? Some losses cannot be fixed with a better attitude. Perhaps someone disappointed you. Perhaps you received difficult news. Perhaps you feel lonely or discouraged. Bring those sorrows honestly before God. Psalm 34:18 reminds us, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. You do not have to pretend everything is fine before you rest. God welcomes your honest heart. Finally ask, what do I need to release? You might pray, Lord, I release this conversation to you. I release tomorrow's schedule. I release this situation I cannot control. I release the questions I cannot answer tonight. Releasing something does not mean you will never think about it again. It means you stop carrying it as though everything depends on you. Sometimes a practical step helps. Write your concern on paper, then write the next faithful action. Perhaps call the doctor tomorrow, respond to that message, ask for forgiveness, review the budget. Once you've identified the next step, remind yourself, I do not need to solve this tonight. God will meet me tomorrow. Your morning also matters. The first conversation you have with yourself often shapes the rest of your day. Instead of beginning with fear, begin with trust. You might say, this is the day the Lord has made. God's mercies are new every morning. Jesus will be with me today. I do not need strength for the whole day. I only need grace for the next faithful step. This does not guarantee an easy day, but it gives you a Christ-centered place from which to begin. Night and morning belong together. At night, you entrust the unfinished day to God. In the morning, you receive the new day from Him. Do not turn this practice into another reason to condemn yourself. Some nights will still be difficult. Some mornings will begin with heavy emotions. The goal is not perfect peace. The goal is returning to Christ again and again. If ongoing sleep problems affect your health, work, or daily life, seeking qualified medical or professional care is not a lack of faith. Wise support and prayer can work together. Tonight, review your day with grace. Thank God for one mercy. Confess one failure if needed. Name one grief honestly. Write down one next faithful step. Then release the rest into the hands of Christ, trusting that He will care for you through the night and give you new mercies in the morning.